It's Saturday, the 26th of October. 10:30 a.m. following a reasonably long lie in bed till 9:30, to be honest. Could have lay longer, but gotta get up and go on with things. I just hate losing the whole morning if I can avoid it. So, weather-wise, lots of rain yesterday through the night, but now dry, but overcast, grey everywhere except due south, where the sun is managing to at least brighten the clouds, if not punch through them. But it's fairly calm. It's actually quite nice. It's very pleasant. Not the forecast that was given. That's another story, because we had cancelled something we were going to do. In fact, as we were telling you, we just cancelled the car boot for my wife's charity, which she had hoped to do today, because if the weather was good, but the weather forecast was so bad, decided not to even put anything in the car, just leave it all in the attic. And at 6 p.m. last night, she saw a weather forecast that said it may not be that way till the afternoon. But I'm afraid that I, how can I say it? I said no, but not in that manner. I just said, look, you really want me to start packing a car at 7 o'clock at night? I know it takes an hour and a half minimum. No, don't want to do that. And guess who was snoring their head off right up till 9:30 this morning when I gave them a big dig in the shoulder again? Yes, the same one that wanted to get up at the time to wake up for this one. Yeah, 4:45 in the morning. No matter. There'll be another day. So, weather forecasters get it wrong again. There's a surprise. My Acer tree that is losing leaves quite quickly without turning its devastating colour. The one I'm standing below right now. Actually, there's one leaf left on a lower branch. I'll branch about, just basically a twig branch. And it's the most amazing, rich wine purple colour with a wee centre of green. And that's the colours that this tree goes through if it gets a chance, if we get enough sunshine, if we get too much rain, it just kind of drops its leaves. So let's hope. Looking up through it, mind you, it does look nice from below. The hardy geraniums, my goodness, they are. No wonder they're called hardy. They're still flowering yet. They're just small, 25 centimetre pinky flowers. Still flowering, still see buds. In fact, there's dozens of buds in that one clump. That's what I like in gardens, things that just get on with their daily job. Even my ornamental grass, that 8 foot high thing, it's half and half now. Bottom half's like straw. And falling over now, the fronds. Must say I had a great sleep last night again though. I really did. It's very strange, or maybe not so strange, that for the past couple of mornings I've felt really good coming out here. I don't mean that I don't feel good coming out normally, but I mean within my mind, within my heart, feeling good. Well, sometimes it's so difficult to get the words, and I think it all stems from going to see my mum and finding out about unknown family members the other day there. I just feel like, because I was even thinking last night when I was going to bed, and I was saying, to myself, well, that's good because it's only 9 or 10 weeks to Christmas, and I'll pop in and see her before then, and then I'll pop up and just before Christmas with her Christmas card. And I know I'll do it this time. And I think, you know, I'm thinking so positive about things that it's made a difference to me in the morning. Because it's strange that you can be standing here talking, or I can be standing here talking in the mornings about anything. But in the back of my mind, there's the wee niggles in life. Sometimes they're not so wee. But I felt the past 2 or 3 mornings that there isn't any niggles. I'm not saying they don't exist, I'm just saying they're not. Well, that was one serious one that's gone. But even the other things that would be there, they're maybe still there. But for the past couple of mornings, I've not thought about them. And even at this moment, I can't think what they are. So I watch a wee blue tit who's going along a tiny twig 10 feet in the air. And I don't know what he's getting, but he's pecking vigorously at the undersides of leaves, whether it's tiny mites, red spider mite, or any tiny aphids. Oh, there you go. The garden rocket, the blackbird. My goodness me, sometimes he comes through this garden so fast, you know, I don't know how he misses me. If I could run and dodge at his speed in relative size, goodness grief. So what I was saying was that I felt a whole lot better the past couple of days in general. I'm sleeping better. I'm not saying the matter, the issue with my mum's result. And now I've completely lost the plot. I completely forgot what I was going to say, because I thought, one word. And dealing with that has erased what I was going to say. So, best just shut up. Me and Mr. Robin chirping. You hear him? No. Sharp chip. Ah. Yeah. Now he's came down to the garden and he went behind the young silver birch tree, and there was another robin sitting there, but he didn't attack it, so she was, I guess it's a she was totally camouflaged. Absolutely camouflaged. She only saw her when he flew down beside her and they both moved off. Wow, was she calling out for him or he calling out for her? Goodness.